No before you go. That's the way to avoid stress when you have to deal with getting your driver's license renewed or replaced. We have a heart-to-heart with the director of the mayor's Office of Customer Service. Sherry Kajiwara says its latest challenge is the no-shows now that it's switched to an appointment system. In fact, the no-show rate is 30%, and that adds to more problems for everyone, particularly as thousands of people will see their licenses expire soon.
What we found out is that we were doing 4,000 a month back in 2017, and our research showed that in 2018 it was going to jump to 12,000 a month. That's an amazing growth in demand, and we had to find a way to meet that. So we tried to warn everybody, in 2018 the demand is going to be high, be prepared for it, and on our end we tried to develop a system that would ease the process for people. So we developed an appointment system. Just like going to your doctor for your annual physical, you make an appointment, you do that once a year. For driver license renewal, most of us do it once every 8 years. So we want to make it just as convenient. So we started appointments.
And so how's that going?
This is about maybe the 15th week of appointments. And with any new product, it takes a while for the learning curve to get over and for people to understand. So those that are using appointments are tremendously happy with it, and I get a lot of comments about how well it worked. Those that have not yet embraced it or don't know about it are the ones that are having the most difficult time. We came up with a system for appointments. We offer 13,000 appointments per month, and we still kept 7,000 walk-ins per month for those that just need it today and can't make an appointment. But the problem comes when people take more than one appointment to get their job done. Catherine, I'm still so surprised that we are in the sixth year of federal requirements to get an identification card, or a federal real ID card as they call it, and people today still come in and they're bewildered that they have to bring in a birth certificate or a social security, and they say, since when? Of course, they haven't visited us for 8 years.
That's right.
So they don't know. And when all this came out, they probably weren't paying attention. So it's efforts like this that make people aware you need to bring documents now when you have your, when you renew your card.
Okay, and all that you can find on your website, right?
Yes. So I want to share with you, I put together some tips on how to be successful with this new program, and I'd love to share it with your listeners. So what I'm going to recommend is visit license.honolulu.gov. When you go to that website, we've housed all the tools for driver licensing and state IDs into one easy website, license.honolulu.gov. Go there and use our document guide and find out exactly what documents you need to be successful. For most people, it'll be your birth certificate, a social security card, and two forms of name and address to show where you live. And then if you've had a name change for any reason, which most women do when they get married, you'll need to bring the document that shows why your name changed. So right now, if you don't know where those documents are, find them or go get another copy. Get a copy of your social security card, a copy of your birth certificate. You're going to need it. So I encourage people to do that now. Then 6 months before your license expires, you can start going to license.honolulu.gov and look for an appointment that works best for you. They're offered Monday through Friday. Right now we're doing Saturdays just because summer is our busiest season. But you find an appointment that works. We're telling people come down 10 minutes before that appointment time, and you should be out in 10 to 15 minutes, which is a tremendous improvement in the hour-long wait that people had been experiencing.
Right, and I know in the past, different administrations have tried to figure out how do we make this work better, how to be more efficient, and you folks have done different things like having signs saying, okay, your wait is whatever, an hour or 45 minutes. You know, you've tried to put TVs in the area
yes.
so that people have something to look at as they're waiting in line, things like that, just to try and make it a better experience for the folks waiting in line.
Well, I'm glad you recognize that. We're constantly looking for ways to improve. And before appointments, what we did was give you a number and you sat in comfort rather than stand at length. So that was our very first improvement, by giving people chairs to sit on and a TV or monitor to watch. And now with appointments, you probably don't even have to come in until your appointment time.
So with these appointments, how are the no-shows?
Part of our problem, again, I said we expect maybe 12,000 renewals per month right now, and that's going to last into 2019. So I wanted to develop a long-term process. But we do 13,000 by appointment, 7,000 by walk-in. But we have a 30% no-show rate.
Ouch.
That means that 30% of people that made an appointment didn't bother to show up. And just take one day alone, 109 people on one day alone did not show up for their appointed time. And that means 109 people that could have been served that day that are just dying to get an appointment lost that opportunity.
And then were you able to make those up, though, with the walk-ins?
We do take walk-ins at that time, but there's a process that you have to call the person, give them 2 minutes because they could be having a cigarette outside or just take a while to stand up. We wait 2 minutes, we call them again, wait another 2 minutes, and then we call for a walk-in. But if you add up all those wasted minutes times the number of clerks, times the number of centers I have, times the number of days in the week, it adds up.
Okay, so it's just Kokua, when you make an appointment, you know, hold up your end of the bargain and show up, right?
So when you make an appointment, we send you a text confirmation with a date, place, reminder. And at the very bottom of that text, it says, if you want to cancel, click here. So just go back to your text confirmation that we sent you, scroll to the bottom, and if you don't need that appointment, make it open for somebody else. The other thing, and that's kind of a challenge for us, people taking more than one appointment to get their job done. So they don't know what documents they need, so they need to come back. And if everybody comes twice, that's double the appointments we need. So we need to help people be more successful on their first try. So again, if you go to license.honolulu.gov, use the document guide, gather those documents that you need before. So kind of know before you go. That will really help. Print out the application form, fill it out ahead of time, because what we have is people standing at the counter,
filling it out,
and the clerk is just standing there waiting. Now, at first, we asked people to go to the back to fill it out while we helped the next person, but when they came back to the counter, people thought they were cutting, and then we had arguments.
More bad feeling.
Yeah.
and then
people just, when they've waited so long, they don't want to see anybody getting in ahead of them.
No. I lost my license, and I went down there thinking I was just going to get a replacement. And then I saw, oh, well, you can get the star special security on your driver's license. So explain that so people know what that's all about.
So every time we think we're getting ahead of ourselves, a new curve gets thrown in. 2018, the state now announced that they'd be offering the gold star to show that your ID is compliant with federal regulations. Prior to 2020, as long as you're from a compliant state, all cards are grandfathered in. So right now, Hawaii is a compliant state, so every card until October 1st, 2020, is compliant. That means you can use your card to get on an airplane, enter a federal building, access whatever federal service requires identification. It's good. By October 1st, 2020, every card must stand alone. They're going to toss out that list at the TSA, and every card must have that star on it to be compliant.
Right, but we've got time.
You got time, yes.
Because I think in my case, I had my driver's license and my Social Security card, but I didn't have two pieces of mail with my address on it, and it was like, oh, rats.
You're right. So you're going to need those, and again, you're going to need your birth certificate or current passport, your Social Security card, and two pieces of residence documentation on where you live. And without that, you can't get the star, so you might want to come another time. But what I do want to let your listeners know, Catherine, is that we're now offering duplicate driver license online. So if your wallet gets stolen or your card is damaged somehow and you need a new one, you can go online at license.honolulu.gov. Again, that one website with all your tools. Pay by credit card, $7, and we will mail it to the address on record with no changes.
When did you start that?
We started that maybe about 5 months ago.
Okay. So it's something new. People should know it's an easy way to get a replacement if you lose your license or if it's stolen.
Then you don't have to come down and stand in line. We're trying to give people options to not have to deal with the long lines so that we can really service those that need the face-to-face.
And I know you deal with Honolulu, which is the bulk of the population, but do you know what the snapshot is for the neighbor islands?
I understand neighbor islands have their own challenges too, as do all other states. I understand California is trying to deal with a huge long wait period themselves, and we're trying to read up on what other states are doing to address these federal guideline mandates. And I think a lot of people are struggling with it. Now, one of the other things I think I want to point out is that with the low unemployment rate, which is great for people, it's bad for employers. We have positions that we can't fill because there just aren't people applying. And when we do offer, they turn the job down because there are just so many other opportunities out there.
Oh, so what are you saying? Like you're down clerks?
We are. People are always saying, why don't you hire more people? Why don't you get more staff? We're trying. It's just really hard to fill the positions we already have open.
How many vacancies do you have?
Right now, we have about maybe 8 vacancies.
Wow, okay.
But we had about 15, and we've been filling and filling in these last 6 to 8 vacancies. We make the job offer, or they stay 1 or 2 months, and then they leave for something better. So it's always a challenge to get more staff.
Okay. All the things that you have to deal with when you're trying to provide a city service, important, critical service.
Yes, and then I want to also point out that let people know that they can renew their license 6 months prior to expiration, and you'll still keep your birthday. A lot of people think that they have to come on their birthday because they want to keep that birthday trigger date, but you can do it 6 months in advance. So we tell people, go to license.honolulu.gov, start looking for an appointment 6 months from that point on, find a date that works for you. Make sure you get your name and your address on document, like letters, that you can use for this purpose. So a lot of women, their husbands' names are on the utility bills. Take 2 of those bills and put them in joint names, Mr. and Mrs., and then both of you can use that document for federal purposes. Women should open a bank account. Put $100 in a Christmas savings account with your name and address. Save that for when you have to do this identification process. Same thing for youth. If your kids are going to drive, they don't have anything with their name and address. So open them an account. Put the cell phone in their bill. Maybe make them pay for it.
There you go.
But have them gain some accountability as to where they are, where they live, and those documents will help them.
That was Sherry Kajiwara with the Mayor's Office of Customer Service. And she has this tip. It may be faster to go to the main driver's license center than a satellite city hall office, because in those smaller offices, there may be only one clerk handling licenses. And when it comes to eye exams, if you have a letter from your eye doctor saying that you're under his or her care and that your eyesight has been corrected, it may also allow you to skip the eye exam at the DMV. The department also has a hotline set up to assist those who have their licenses expiring soon. Look for links on our website, HawaiiPublicRadio.org.